Now, how are you seeing Richmond on the bounce back factor as well? Where are you seeing the Tigers and a few of those teams outside the 8 at?
Yeah, I like Richmond if you can tell me that Edwards is going to play 20 games and Martin's going to play, you know, 18 to 20 and Tom Lynch is going to hold up. So it's all physical for me with Richmond. If you can tell me that their core group of players, Prestia and Lambert, aren't going to be injured like they were this year, then absolutely. But it's a big if when the core of your group is starting to get, you know, middle 30s or certainly low to mid 30s. Just on the Tigers, there was a big feature whilst I was on holidays in the Herald Sun with their high performance manager. He answered a series of questions, and one of the answers sort of pricked my interest in relation to one of their players. And, you know, how Richmond go this year is going to be dependent on, you know, how a lot of their younger players come through. And one of those is Sydney Stack, who I see as... Now, he was in that super draft, really. I know he wasn't taken in the top 10 with Rosie and Walsh and Bailey Smith, but he's in that situation of his career, and he's equally as talented as any of those. And some of the footy that he's played across halfback, was so impressed with his first year, and he's lost his way a little bit for reasons that we know of. But this is the quote on Sydney Stack. Stacky is still learning the caper. He's got some work to do with consistency of preparation. I'm not going to mince my words there. He's got a bit of work to do. He's a young player learning about his preparation. He has fantastic traits in his explosiveness and he's highly skilled, but he needs to work really hard on his conditioning. So then I went to Sydney Stack's social media and Duano, for the youngsters out there, TikTok's the big thing. And he is a massive player in TikTok. He's quite creative and he gets on there and he's heavily involved in the social media and that type of thing. There's a bit of old school in me about this, and I'd love to just, whether someone has done it at Richmond or not, or whether the new era is to just to let the individuals be individuals and embracing social media and all of that. But there's something in me that says, Sydney, put your social media away, put your ridiculous TikTok videos away. If you watch them, they're cringeworthy, they're embarrassing. Until you get a kick, I want to sit down like, I don't know, Tim Jenever would have done to you in the early days if you were carrying on like this before you'd achieve really anything. Like, he's achieved nothing, Sydney Stack, but he has the capabilities to be a very, very good 200-game player in this game. But for those Richmond fans that have seen his social media videos, am I too old school in the fact to think that I could sit him down, shake him, ban him almost from TikTok until he gets a kick and has some success? Or is that not the way that it goes now? I'll be interested in that process and how the Richmond fans and his teammates, by extension, feel about his use of social media.
So 0433 98 11 16. I love it when you go off on a tangent. This was unexpected, but I'm going to enjoy going down this road for a couple of minutes. In fact, if you've got a thought, jump on the ENS open line. Don't waste it on a text. By the way, we will read your text out. But the open line number, 1300 736 736. Old blokes like Kane Corns and I are telling young people, put the Insta account away. So are you going down the same road with Jamari Eaglehagen, who likes a bit of Insta action?
Very
as well?
Similar. Very, very similar with Jamara, and he likes the TikTok action as well. Now if it's Shane Edwards and he's doing it, of course, you let him sort of do it, because it's not... Like Dangerfield, he uses social media exceptionally well, and it's not uncommon for him to be on social media on game day. It doesn't affect his performance. I reckon this distraction is affecting performance, and when your club is telling you you're not preparing adequately and you've got lots of work to do with your preparation, then you look at all things about how I can not waste this opportunity. Like, De Goey is wasting his opportunity with the talent that he's got. Sydney Stack is young enough to click into gear and still make the most of his career, Stevie Johnson style. He can absolutely do that and be a very good player. But just recently, I think it was yesterday or the day before, he went onto his Instagram and he said, I'm not getting off TikTok. I think he should. 0433 98 11 16.
Well, there's a couple coming through on the text that are with you. With you, Kane, cringe. And that's with a little bit of an Instagram hashtag, cringe. And so you're okay if it's an Instagram picture of, hey, I'm here at the Australian Open Tennis. Here's me with Pat Cash.
I've got to show you some of these videos, stuff like that. I've got it because I'm not on TikTok, but I've seen people have sent
them.
Is it
socialising kind of stuff? Is it?
it's time consuming as well. Like this is there's a lot of effort going. It's not just.
But that's
take
what
a
they
snap,
do now.
Put it. I know
that's
that.
What they
but
do.
I think it's a distraction for him, and his own club is telling him. I mean, that's what they're saying publicly, that he's got a he's got a lot of work to do. Imagine what they're saying privately about his preparation and his endurance and his skin folds and all of that. You can read between the lines here. What I'm worried about is he is wasting what is... he's as talented as any of those Walsh and Rosie and Smith and... He's as talented as all of them. I reckon he's wasting it.